And good afternoon, folks. My name's Craig, and this is the Over the Fence Show here on Raglan Community Radio 98.1 FM. And also going over to our friends, Free FM 89.0, coming out of Kirikiriroa, going throughout the Tron. And it is a beautiful spring day here in Whangaroa today. Nice and warm, a little bit windy, but a capricious couple of days, hasn't it been lately, folks? But anyways, today in the show, being the new moon a couple of days ago and the start of spring, we're going to do a bit of a gardening by the moon special on the show today. We'll also do some weather and some public service announcements and things you can actually plant this month, stuff like that as the show goes by. And I'll come back with something like that after this one by Al Green called Are You Lonely For Me? Al Green there with Are You Lonely For Me? And we're going to do some weather here on the Over the Fence show now. And this week there is a colder air is moving up across the North Island of Aotearoa with a slight swing to the wind. Means it's going to turn a bit more southeasterly. So the eastern North Island will get some wet weather maybe, but the South Island is more settled today as high pressure starts to expand. The high won't be getting any closer to the South Island than it does over the next sort of 24 hours. And the northern placement of this anticyclone means westerlies are returning to Aotearoa by Friday. So rain is going to be patchy rain and showers across the North Island today, and wet weather should gradually clear across the day with dry skies coming in by tonight or overnight. And most of South Island is dry, although maybe some early drizzle or light showers are possible north to northeast, and the wind is mostly from the southerly quarter of the North Island today, with southwest winds at the top and south to southwesters in the lower North Island. Fairly light winds across most of the South Island, and there's been some damaging gales down Canterbury, so that'll be the wind lightening off will be good. But the westerlies do kick back in again later today and Thursday, that's down south, and because of the southern injection of air today, temperatures are down nationwide. Well, it doesn't kind of feel like it here. And they might be below average for some places, and early system doesn't mention, you know, temperatures. Yes. The next few days ahead, there's going to be showers clearing in the North Island tonight. So Thursday is looking mostly dry with south to southwest winds blowing through. And the South Island will be mostly dry as well. Maybe a few showers in the west as the westerly winds start to ramp up. And Saturday, there is a risk of severe weather with heavy rain on the west coast down south and severe west and northwesterly gales blowing over the rest of South Island and towards the lower North Island. So the strong wind's going to be inland. So that's may or may not affect us here in the Waikato. But and looking at the map, yeah, you can see the anticyclone hanging out over the Tassie, just to the west of the North Island kind of thing. And what can we expect in the Waikato here over the next week or so? Well, cloudy today, sunny tomorrow, cloudy and sunny Friday, maybe some showers Saturday, again cloudy, sunny Sunday, maybe some showers Monday, Tuesday into early next week. And the daytime highs are somewhere between 15 and 17 degrees all week. 7-degree low tonight, and then somewhere between 10 and 13 for the rest of the week. And south-south-westerlies today, tomorrow, then south-westerlies Friday, westerlies Saturday, south-westerlies Sunday, then west-north-westerlies. So, yeah, mostly out of that sort of quarter, pretty much. And the humidity today is 68%. Or, if you look elsewhere, it is, where did I see that other one? 63%. So, yeah, pretty similar to today. And the sun rose this morning at 6:39 and will set at 6:02 this evening. The length of visible light is 12 hours and 16 minutes, and the actual day length is 11 hours and 23 minutes. And tomorrow will be 2 minutes and 19 seconds longer than it is today. And the moon rose this morning at 7:09 and will set at 7:01 this evening. And it's a waxing crescent, 2% illuminated after the new moon. A couple of days ago, I think it was on the 2nd, so there's some weather for you. Now I'm going to play for you a Banshee Reel song called The Horses.
I'm going down to the river. I know it's running free, so deep and wide, no fair tides. Wish that this was me. For I'm sick of dale and sorrow, I'm sick of trade and pain, I'm sick of questions asked of me. The answer stays the same. I'm singing, hey, love, hey, love, love.
I've seen you in my dreams. You know, sometimes I think of you. Once we ran the gauntlet, well, the love was just a stone's throw. Once we ran for cover from all the things we both know. So, times I had to be free, then singing words like halo love would mean that much to me. I'm singing halo.
That was Banshee Reel there with their song Horses, bit of Aotearoa Celtic stylings for you. And now we're going to do some public service announcements here on the Over the Fence show. And Koha Kai is on up at the community house, so get up there for a beautiful bolognese with some cheese sauce and also bread and butter pudding with custard. That's all going on up there today. It's from about 12 to about 2, so it is free. But if you can't afford it, drop off a bit of koha for the good people up there, that'd be great. So that's happening here right now. And also, I want to talk about a few other things I want to talk about today, like the Cozy Up. Creating a warmer home without breaking the bank thing is happening on Friday, the 6th of September. So this Friday, a couple of days. And that is going to be at, you've got to go to events at Humantics to get into that. Limited number of people can get into it. So what's it all about? Well, it's tired of being alone in a cold house with sick whānau and sky-high energy bills. Join your local home performance advisor, Denise Twentyman, and energy mentor, Christy Lawson, for the fun-free two-part workshop where you'll learn simple tips and tricks on how to create a warm, healthy home and get the most out of your energy provider. So, yep, that's Friday, 1 till 3 at the community house this Friday. Also happening around is So Timber. So What do we got here? It's all over the place. Matangi Hall, Friday night. Soathon, Whangara Repair Cafe, Saturday the 21st of September, 10 to 12. It's at the Stewart Street Hall. And to Kofi, there's a sewing repair revolution on Sunday, 22nd September, 10 to 1. And then there's a sew sustainable thing on the 25th of September, 2 to 4, at the community house basement. So keen to get a sewing kit at home for running repairs, pop along and make your own sewing kit. So what else is happening? Again, community house, mend and reuse. I've slightly out of order here, folks, but mend and reuse on Wednesday, 18th September, 2 to 4, Ragnam Community House basement once again. Join us to learn simple sewing skills, including darning, adding a patch, repairing zips, and sashiko. The Japanese art of highlighting rips and tears with contrasting thread. Oh, yeah, okay then. And there's a Zoom sustainable online wardrobe tour on the 16th of September, 7:30 to 8:30 on Zoom. Upcycle clothing's on the 11th of September, 2 to 4, again at the community house basement. Upcycle and repurpose secondhand clothing, reducing textile waste and landfill. And the 4th of September, which is today, actually, 2 to 4 at the Raglan Community House basement. Turn trash to textile art, sewing waterproof bags using kitchen waste, single-use food packaging, and gifting the bags for free to our beautiful community. So that's happening today, 2 to 4, up at the Community House basement, trash to textile art. So there's that. Also want to talk about the Growers Gig here. So the next thing coming up is the 10th. Tuesday the 10th from 3 to 4.30, Community Garden Working Bee at the Wenera Street Community Gardens. That's happening up there. Then the 17th, the Horticultural Society 1 till 3. Mike Moss is going to talk about regenerative farming methods at the Horticultural Society. 1 till 3 on the 17th, so it'll be a good one to listen to. And then Sunday 22nd, Seeds to Seedling, Simple Tips to Success from 2 to 4. And it's going to be Liz Stanaway, who's going to share her secrets and experiences to help you grow your own healthy seedlings. Yes, a wealth of experience Liz has in doing that sort of thing. And Tuesday 24th, once more, a community garden working bee at the Wenera Street Community Gardens down by the police station. So there's a few things. And also the Aroha seed stand is sitting out the front, put out there by Jasmine, as it is every week by the good people at WEC. And also tonight, if you get down to the Old School Arts Centre at around about 10 to 7 for John's Men's Circle, Men's Group, that's happening tonight. So get there about 10 to 7 and give you time to sort of settle in for that one. I think, oh yeah, also a book launch, that's what I was going to say as well. Book launch for the Karioi Oliver, that's this Saturday. Can't quite read it. It's on the other side of the studio. 11 o'clock. Yeah, there we go. 11 o'clock this Saturday at the, down by the old school, Shirt Street Hall. It's a book launch about the geology of Karioi. So that'll be fascinating, that one will be. And that's from a geologist's point of view and a Mātonga Māori point of view as well. So that's this Saturday from 11 o'clock. So there's a few things, quite a few things actually. Now, this one's going to go out to Mike, who put the song on my head yesterday. It's called Swamp by Talking Heads, up at the community house.
Tell you a story. The devil, he has a plan. A bag of bones in his pocket. Get anything you want. No dust, no rocks. The whole thing is over. All those beauties in solid motion. All those beauties. Gonna swallow you up. Let's go. High. One time split those atoms. It's hotter than the sun. Blood is a special substance, and they're gonna pray for that man. So wake up, young lovers. The whole thing is over. Watch out.
That was Swamp by the Talking Heads there, and we're going to do some gardening to-dos now here on the Over the Fence show. And we're going to start with this list here, amaranth or love lies bleeding. It's a good time to sow the seed after the frost crust is gone, which it probably has in most places in the Waikato, maybe. And globe artichoke, it's a good time to sow seeds. Plant out your asparagus crowns, asparagus peas, also wing bean. You can sow the seed for those. Basil, you can start undercover in seed trays, plant out in a few weeks. Climbing beans and dwarf beans, good time to sow the seeds. Beetroot, again, sow the seeds. And broccoli, start them out in some seed trays. Burdock or gobo or Japanese burdock, good time to sow the seed for that. Cabbage, good time to start your seeds undercover. Cape gooseberry, sow the seeds. Capskins, start undercover. Cardoon, start undercover as well. I'm not too sure that one is. Carrots, you can sow the seeds. Celeriac, you can start undercover. Celery, again, start undercover. Chicory, you can sow the seed. Chili peppers, you can start your seeds undercover. Chives, coriander, and corn salad, all the seed can be sown. Cucumber, also sow the seeds. Daikon. Hey, Christy, how you going? Daikon. We can sow the seed, and dill and eggplant. You can start undercover. Endive and fennel. Sow the seed. Plant your tubers, your Jerusalem artichokes. Call Robbie, sow the seeds. Leaks start undercover. Let us sow the seed. Luffa. Huh, interesting. Plant sponge. Never even heard of that one either. Marrow and mint. You can all start undercover. Sow the seeds of your mustard greens. New Zealand spinach. You can start undercover. Onions you can plant out or transplant. Oregano, parsley, parsnip, peas, potatoes. You can all sow the seeds for these things. Pumpkin, sow the seeds. Radish and rocket, sow the seeds. Rock melon, start undercover. A lot of things, folks. Sage and salsify, sow the seeds, sow the seed. Savory, winter savory, you can start undercover in seeds. Shallots, sow the seeds. Silver beet, you can plant out. Snow peas and spring onions, sow the seeds. Squash. All right, there's a post coming up. We might have a little chat about that too coming up. But anyway, we're back on the list. Squash, start undercover. Strawberry plants and sunflowers. You can plant out your strawberry plants, sunflower, sow the seeds. Sweet corn, sow the seeds. Tamarillo, start undercover. Tomato, start undercover. Turnips, sow the seeds. Watermelons and zucchinis. You can start undercover. Wow. Yeah, it is September, folks. You get that feeling? All right, I'm going to go for another list as well. There's going to be a couple of double ups, but maybe not. But well, there are, but there's some other things. And here we go on this one. At least some apples, apricot, asparagus, basil, beans, beetroot, blackberries, blueberries, bok choy, broccoli, cabbage, calendula, capsicums, carrots, cauliflower, celery, chrysanthemum, coriander, cosmos, courgettes, cucumber, dahlia daisies, dianthus, eggplants, feijoas, forget-me-nots, fuchsias, gooberas, gladiolus, impatiens, kale, lavender, leeks, lemons, lettuce, lily, limes, mandarins, marigold, mesclun, oranges, pansyvola, parsley, parsnip, peas, pears, petunia, poppy, potatoes, pumpkin, squash, radish, raspberries, rhubarb, rocket, roses, silverbeet, snapdragon, spinach, spring onions, strawberries, sweet peas, corn, and tomatoes. Plenty. To keep you going in the garden, we're going to come back with some Gardening by the Moon things as well after this one, which is going to be the Groovy Nobody with their song Sunsick.
Thank you.
Right, yeah, folks, that was the groovy nobody there with Solarium, and we are joined in the studio by Christy Lawson, Arthur and Christy.
Kia ora, Craig, how are you?
I'm very well, how are you?
I'm very well, the sun is shining, so I'm happy.
Lovely day out there, isn't it?
Beautiful day.
And you've popped on the studio to drop a poster, but first, since I read out your name before on the Cozy Up thing, tell us a little bit about that one.
Yeah, so I know that the sun is shining, and so everyone forgets that they're living in cold, damp, awful homes, but we're still going to have some cold weather over the next few weeks. It's meant to be a wild spring. So This is the Cozy Up workshop run by Community Energy Whangaroa. It's a free workshop. We've already run one lot of them. So you come along this Friday to the Raglan Community House from 1 till 3 p.m. And we'll chat all things energy efficiency. And it doesn't sound very sexy, but it's actually like quite life-changing.
Yes.
Before I started training on this stuff, I thought, this is going to be super boring. I don't know if I want to do this training. But since learning about all this stuff, far out, there's just so much to know.
It's actually really interesting, isn't it?
It's fascinating. Yeah, it is fascinating. And also, a lot of it you think, oh, it's just big infrastructure. I'm going to have to spend lots of money making my home all flash. But actually, a lot of it's really simple behavior change stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you can do it even if you're a renter, right? There's lots of things you can just do, right?
Totally.
Yeah, like opening up your house, for example, for half an hour a day, like you burnt the toast, sort of, like they say, and just to bring the humidity down in your house and stuff like that.
Yeah, there's lots of really simple things that you can do. Mm. We've got some cool free products to give away at this workshop. Mm. One of them is a hygrometer, and for those of you who don't know, this is a little doodacky which measures your temperature and your relative humidity, and it's just a bit of an eye-opener as to how cold and damp some of our living spaces are.
Definitely.
And what you can actually do to actually massively improve your comfort levels at home. If you think about how much time we spend in our homes and how we've kind of just learned to tolerate these awful cold, soggy homes when we don't have to tolerate it.
Mm. And that could be old homes, new homes, you know, they're all pretty not that great standard.
Yeah, the housing standards across the country are pretty shocking.
Yeah. I don't know why that is, but it is what it is. Yeah.
No, I don't know why that is either.
But
lots of really simple things that you can do. So if you are suffering a little bit at home and thinking, dang, it's cold in here and you got mold growing in places that you prefer it wasn't growing, come along. You need to sign up. Even though it's free, we just need to know that you're coming. So if you go to the Community Energy Whangaroa Facebook page, you should find a link there. And hopefully we'll see you this Friday at 1 o'clock. Would love to see you.
Okay, Friday 1 o'clock.
Yep.
And you're going to be there, as is Denise Twentyman.
Yep, so I'm joined by Denise, and she knows a lot more about this stuff than I do. Together we make a pretty good team, I think. And it's a pretty casual chat, and we had some really good feedback from the last one, so if that's anything to go by.
Is there anything else happening like this around that you're aware of at the moment?
Well, I know that they're doing some drop-in clinics at the community house. I don't know off the top of my head what the dates are on those.
Yeah, when I find out about that, I'll keep you posted, folks, because I know there's a few things going on and around about your healthy homes and that. And practically, you know, it's healthier environment for you and your whānau, and also you save yourself some bucks, right? If you
totally.
Just a few little things on your energy bills.
We've got a bit of a she'll be right attitude, you know, that everyone just tolerates being sick and uncomfortable over winter. It doesn't have to be that way.
Doesn't have to be that way.
No. Yeah.
You don't need to spend like heaps and heaps of money on your power bill either.
No, that's what the drop-in clinics would be quite helpful for as well. If you're really looking at your power bill going, holy heck, how much are we spending here? Yeah. You can get some personalised advice if you go to the drop-in clinics, and Craig will tell you what times and dates those are.
Yes. And this one is Friday, a couple of days, from 1 to 3 at the community house. Is that the lounge or basement?
That's downstairs.
Downstairs in the basement. Okay. Yeah. And also, you were coming in to drop off a poster for Aussie Azar, is that it?
Yeah, so I've got a friend who plays in this amazing Afro-funk band called Aussie Azar. It's an 11-piece band, and these guys are tight. They're amazing. If you are not really thinking that you're a dancing kind of person, you will be dancing by the time they have finished with you. They are so fantastically entertaining. Yeah, they're happening Friday the 27th of September at The Yard.
Very nice.
I'm just checking some posters up around town, so
Yeah. Keep an eye out for them. Aussie Azar, is that his name?
Aussie Azar, yeah.
Aussie Azar, all right. Anything else you want to add?
Hope you're all enjoying the sunshine out there while it lasts.
Beautiful, isn't it? Yeah. And warm.
Yeah.
Good time for growing. Are you a gardener as well?
I am a hit and miss gardener. I would like to be much better in that department.
Okay.
I can grow herbs and like leafy greens.
Yes.
Anything else I struggle with at this point.
Okay.
But I go along to, I'll give another plug for the community garden.
Yes.
Tanya is a wealth of information. If you go down to the community garden on, I think it's every second Tuesday.
Every second Tuesday, I read that out before. Tuesday?
All over it. Yeah. And it's just a really nice way to connect with other people, and you don't have to be a professional gardener.
The 10th. That is a Tuesday, isn't it? Yeah.
And the sun will hopefully be shining for that.
Yes. Excellent. All right. Well, thanks very much for dropping in, Christy.
Thanks.
Good luck with your post drop around the hood.
Thanks, Craig.
Thank you. And now we are going to play a damn native New Zealand artist with Behold My Cool Style.
Behold my cool style while I greet the funk with my Marty. Wanna roughen up on my bass guitar. My skills allow me break the tension or the tackle like Jonah Lomu on attack. I paid my dues from here to Timbuktu and back. Mad if I had my crew up in the house, it makes the difference. It is my preference. Refer to reference. Crack the ill style with my part two to open up you. In the meanwhile, I still pursue to inject you with my hoariest intelligence. So intelligent, make way for the native of all back on your hill. I stopped the sun up just like my legendary prophet, godlike son of Papa to a nuku. Maui, to make the days longer, erupt, I run up like Ruomoko, king of volcanoes, commotion like it was the Springbok tour, the only one representing my hoary ways, Toto to Mahio Teneda, just about every day, it's the freak of fight funk, hoary on the loose, how to my city off, Maori produce,
behold my cool style, while I greet the funk with my Maori,
the incredible, lyrical, and original,
behold my cool style, while I greet the funk with my Maori,
the incredible,
behold my cool style, while I greet the funk with my Maori, while I greet the funk with my mom.
The incredible, lyrical, and original.
Sworn to wage war, I pledge allegiance to all iwi who cuts ties with Lizano people trying to deceive me. By the way, I manage to be the proud hori I am. I take a armor, we will know me as the horrified addict of tongue tricks, local strength. I keep my fitness, wanna roughen up on my bass guitar. My skills allow me, it's the next step I haven't hit yet. Next time round, I ram dance all. I get much respect. The world is yours, but the production is mine this time. Throw your spanner in my work, you'll be ready for the line this time. Around.
Behold my cool style while I greet the funk with my mom. The incredible, lyrical, and original.
Behold my cool style while I greet the funk with my mom.
My
reign of terror, soon as my lyric hits, undeniably proven I inhabit on mics with all vigor. The boy never quits practicing in eloquence, the return of the dread eye since 86, forceful, fuck you're making me live it, wrapped up in unfat, fuck the super medalist, man I'm the gold winner, proven fact that damn is good, native that's the name I took and none let off the hook, brothers listen up to my commentary, my use of words, killer, send your skills to the word cemetery, will the multitudes handle hoary attitudes, the criticizers are the skillless and the rude.
Incredible, lyrical, and original.
Behold my cool style while I greet the funk with my mom.
The incredible, lyrical, and original.
Behold my cool style while I greet the funk with my mom.
The incredible, lyrical, and original.
Behold my cool style while I greet the funk with my mom.
The incredible, lyrical, and original. And original.
That, folks, was Damn Native there with Behold My Cool Style. And now I'm going to play a song while I get some other things organized. Here's The Villains with Death and the Maiden.
Thank you.
Death and the Maiden by the Verlaines there. And now I'm going to read you out from Kohanga Gardens, some gardening by the moon. Things you can do for September. And these things are, in warm areas, it is time to plant out early veggies to be planted out under cloches like courgettes, bush and dwarf tomatoes, early cucumbers and beans and beetroots. Good time. This is, of course, the new moon, which was yesterday, sorry, September 3rd. So there's this quarter, things you can do. Loads of weeding and compost making. Yeah, always plenty of that to do, always. And feed your garden and plants and things like that. 3 days before the full moon, if necessary. And you should be beginning to take out all the compost crops and preparing your beds for your major planting next month or so. And make sure you have a good plan for how you will nourish your soil in your plants to ensure you're regenerating the soil. A good time to sow seeds into trays of early spring flowering plants like sweet pea and calendula. Plant loads of early spring veggie seeds into trays ready to prick out when first leaves appear. Lettuce, coriander, parsley, pepper leaf mustard, ruruho, tatsoi, red coral, mizuna, corn salad, miner's lettuce, broccoli, cabbage, kale, things like that. And scatter sow into trays ready to plant in the garden as soon as they emerge, like peas and broad beans, things like that. Direct sow your rocket under some bird protection if you're going to need it. And scatter sow your onions and sow, this is last chance here, your eggplants and peppers in an even warm place. Seeds really need 20 degrees a day and even nights to germinate as well. So, yes, there's things there. And if you're doing a temperate forest garden, good time to chop and drag Tagasasti tree lupins into warmer areas as they finish flowering. And last time to plant fruit trees or sport species. And a great time to plant legumes. And if we get a chance, we're sort of running out of time on the show now, but I'll play you a little introductory video to the Gardening by the Moon sort of ideas and cycles and things like that. So I'll play this for now. Anyway, it's 3D's Beautiful Things.
We'll be right back.
The 3Ds there with Beautiful Things. And now I was going to play you a little video, but I've kind of run out of time for that now, so I'm just going to read out a bit about some of the basics of you know, the moon and its effect on gardens and things like that. And we know that the moon circles the earth or rather imperfectly in an oval shape. Its gravity pulls on our enormous seas and oceans to create tides twice a day. The sun also plays its parts with a tidal influence almost half that of the moon. And for much of the time, the sun counteracts the moon's own gravitational pull. Ocean tides peak during a new moon, a dark moon, when the sun and moon are in alignment with the earth on the same side and combine gravitational forces in the same direction. During a full moon, the sun and moon are aligned and opposite to each other, but the moon still creates a spring tide. The tidal bulge around the earth is not as strong during a full moon because of the sun counteracting the moon's gravitational pull. A full moon is a beautiful thing to behold. It looks powerful, but its gravitational pull is not as strong as a hidden new moon, interestingly. And lunar gardeners are often following the principles of biodynamics. Now, they believe that the new and full moons pull on groundwater deep beneath the earth, causing moisture levels in garden or allotment soil to fluctuate at the surface. And this gives rise to some basic lunar gardening principles, which are: when the moon is furthest away from you, its gravity pulls down and away from your garden, and it's a good time to fertilize your beds. Harvest root crops like potatoes and things like that, because the salvia is down in the soil or sap. Tree pruning can be undertaken because, again, the sap or salvia is getting pulled downwards. And, yeah, this is an interesting one, this one. Those working in forestry have long believed that wood is best harvested from felled trees at this kind of time, when the moon's furthest away from you. Like a new moon sort of phase, like it is now. During the reign of Louis the 14th, a royal forest order was passed stating that the felling of wood should occur during a waning moon because the felling of the leaves in the new growth season. And also, if you could remember back in the days when they used the, you know, chopped up by hand and that, when the sap was lower, it was much easier to chop down trees and things like that. So, yeah, interesting one, that one. And as the moon's phase starts to approach, getting towards waxing or full moon, good time to sow seeds because they'll maximise available moisture at soil level. Good time to harvest the above ground crops with the moisture and nutrients being pulled upwards into the leaves to give a tastier crop, like a cabbage or lettuce, things like that. And Pliny the Elder advised Roman farmers to pick fruit for market just before the full moon, as he believed it weighed more. But he recommended that the fruit picked for storage should be harvested during the new moon, as it would last longer. So, yeah, I mean, these are old ideas, folks, aren't they? They've been around for a long time, and yeah, it's not like a new thing, which is interesting. And so there's that there. Now, I'm kind of running out of time in the show, so I didn't quite get to all the things I wanted to do today, but thanks for Christy to drop in kind of out of the blue to have a little talk about the Cozy Up for Winter thing coming along on Friday at the Reagan Community House 1 till 3. So, yep, go check that one out, save yourself some bucks, and make your house a bit more healthier for your whānau. And have a great week out there, folks. We'll be back again next week. And ka kite, I'm going to go with this one here by Motorhead, Ace of Spades.
That's the way I like it, baby. I don't wanna live forever. And don't forget the Joker.
Back again, folks, because Denise 20 Minutes just popped into the studio to say she has a trailer full of firewood you can come get for free. Hopefully she wants to go on in the next couple of hours, and that is in between the town hall here and the community house. So free firewood, folks, come and help yourselves, courtesy of the lovely Denise. So she wants to go on as soon as possible, so pack up whatever you can and then come down and grab some free firewood for yourselves. Courtesy of Denise. And also Jane coming up next on the show, on her show, Heart Talks, is going to be talking to Siani. I've lost the thing. Here we go. Siani Ellis, I think it is. Yes. Yes. Siani Allen, sorry. Talking about creating from the heart for Christmas giving. So that's coming up at 2 o'clock. But yes, go get your free firewood in between here, the town hall, and the community house. Free firewood. Come get it while it's there. All right, folks.